Hello.
Hello, my name is Janelle, returning your call from customer service. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, this is who again?
My name is Janelle, returning your call from customer service.
Oh yes. I got a charge on my credit card for like $69, and I actually had canceled that purchase. It was for some biotech thing, but I had actually canceled that purchase.
Did you call in and cancel when you canceled it?
Yes,
Okay, do you mind giving me a zip code so I could try to look up an account for you?
Yes, it's 87114.
Thank you for that. And can I have your first and last name, please?
Corina Zamora.
And that was 87114.
Yes.
Do you mind spelling out your last name for me?
Yes, Z as in zebra, A-M as in Mary, O-R-A.
That's Zamora.
Yes,
And can you spell out your first name for me?
Corina, Corina.
And how much were you charged?
60, hold on just a minute. 69.97.
Okay, because I looked under your zip code as well as your phone number and spelled out your first and last name, and I still can't seem to find an account with you with us. Do you mind giving me the first 6 digits of your card as well as the last four that you were charged with?
Yeah, just a minute here.
Okay.
It says that the charge is still pending, but so it hasn't gone through yet, but I wanted to call before you guys process it because it shouldn't even be pending because as soon as like within minutes of me doing it, I actually called in to cancel the purchase, but now my card is showing that it's pending.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Do you mind giving me those first 6 digits of your card as well as the last four? It's no way that I have access to your complete card because we're not asking for the complete number, nor do we have the security code.
Okay,
Okay, go ahead.
so the first 4 digits is 410039,
Okay, and the last four?
6618.
Okay, so I found somebody with the last name Zamora. Do you know anybody by the name Jamie?
Yes, that's my daughter.
Okay, so that's what I found under the card number, Jamie Zamora. For security purposes, do you mind verifying your shipping address for me?
Yes, it's 1688 Pace Road, North, oh gosh, 1688 Pace Road, Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87114.
Okay, thank you for that. So I do see on February 10th our Melody Pods, one second, our Melody Pods and the smartwatch with shipping insurance for $7.92 was purchased, as well as the smartwatch with shipping insurance for $1.95 and the Melody watch for $5.97. So we don't have any records of you calling us in to cancel, and that would be the only way that you can cancel the account out. Now I do see the charge for the Melody Pods of $69.97. With those pods, it was a 14-day trial, and if you didn't call us back to cancel, you were charged a one-time fee for those pods, and that's where that charge came from.
Oh, so this is okay, so this is different. This is the $69.97 for the Melody Pods.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's something totally different.
Yes, ma'am. That's where that charge came from. But like I stated before, it is just a one-time charge for that.
Okay, there wasn't Okay, there wasn't a second charge for okay.
No, it was just one charge, and that came out on February 26th, which was yesterday.
Okay, so that was February 26th. Hold on, I need to make sure. So that was just a one-time charge. You know what? I seem to think. Okay, so that's a one-time charge. Okay, I'll make sure that was a one-time charge. Okay, all right. Then that makes sense because I thought this was something different. Okay, then
no,
that's
ma'am.
Fine. Okay, all right, great. Thank you so very much. Then this one makes sense. I do know what you're talking about. I thought this was for a vitamin. Okay, thank
no,
you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye.